on the like of those beats. Welcome to the Call Like I Don't See It podcast, where we talk about movies, comics, games, sports, and a tattooed lip. I am GP. And with me for this week, you know her. You heard it before on this show numerous of times. It's my lovely baby, my wife, Max, is in the building.
What's up, people? I'm in the building.
In the building.
I walked right on in.
You got security? Did security stop you this time?
No, not this time. I was on the list.
Okay. Last time.
Last time I wasn't, so we had a problem.
We know what happened.
But Jennifer.
Jennifer.
She made sure I was on the list this time.
What up, Jennifer?
What's up, Jennifer? Thanks you for straightening that out, you know, so I can come back.
Right. How was your week?
My week was amazing.
Okay.
I had some awesome things happen, some surprises, some things that I wasn't expecting that happened, and it was just blew my mind. You know how you can't get the words to express it?
Right.
So I've been having I had a great week. This weekend was basically like a chill week, but my weekday was really awesome.
Well, you was kind of busy this weekend.
I was busy, so that's why I got to just say my week. Mm-hmm. And then my week, you're right. I said it was pretty chill.
It wasn't chill this weekend.
Yeah, you're right. I was busy, so.
Yeah.
How was your week,
sir? My week was okay. I was on vacation the last week before.
Shut your mouth and keep on talking.
Well, I will. A little home vacation, relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
No stress.
No
relation.
Stress. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I know that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
To just stay home, relax. You don't have to get up early. Ugh. You don't have to punch the clock.
Ugh.
You don't have to drive to work. Be in traffic.
Ugh.
For a whole week?
Man.
Lucky you.
Man.
Man, just get
relax
up.
In your drawers.
Oh, my gosh.
On
pajamas.
Couch.
Draws. No, draws. My
draws.
Oh my gosh.
But
that's
also
pretty good.
I watched this movie that I'm thinking about doing a little review on, trying to, you know, be on the mic for the first time alone.
Yeah.
So I might review that.
Oh.
So it's the movie you looked at and said, "No, I'm not watching this."
The scary one?
The alien.
Oh, yeah. He was, all I heard was this, like, hissing noise, and I'm like, what did I walk into?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, no, we can't, no. We're not doing it.
Right. So, that's what I might do. I'm thinking about it. We'll see.
But you were able to finish it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Anyway. I wasn't there, but he finished. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you wasn't there. Let's get angry.
Uh-oh.
Max.
Yeah.
Let all your frustration out with this segment called Call It Out.
Call It Out.
Boom, boom, boom,
boom. Boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. Okay. So, what are you calling out for this episode?
Now, I'm not going to get too angry, but I'm going to call out my mama.
Oh, you pulled an AD?
Yeah,
out his mama. Jeez.
I got to call out my mama.
Wow.
You know, last week was National Daughter's Day.
Right.
And how do I know this? Because of Facebook, of course.
Of course.
So my mom is a Facebook head. She stays. She stays on Facebook. She posts on Facebook all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at everybody posts their daughters.
Right.
Okay. Even the daughters posting themselves. You know, are they their kids? Whatever. Not one picture from my mom. Mm. Not one. She ain't post. I said she ain't post now one of her daughters.
Not a uno.
And she just carrying on,
mm-hmm.
posting every, sharing everybody posts.
Right.
But she don't know it's National Daughter Day.
Right.
You know what she said?
What?
Everybody know you my daughter. She posts us all the time. Except for the time we're needed to be.
The time you want her to post,
yes,
she don't post.
Yes, she's sharing, these are my daughters on a normal day. So she said she don't have to do a National Daughter's Day because she already been there, done that.
Y'all saw her the day before.
Why
you want to see her today?
Exactly. So, and she still didn't participate. So, Ma, if you listening... where my picture at? Mm. Where my picture?
Where is that? Where it be?
And that's my call out.
And that's your call out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Calling out mamas. All right. my call it out. Okay. I'm calling out a particular car commercial featuring Serena Williams.
Okay.
And it's a Lincoln commercial where, you know, she's pregnant in this one.
Mm-hmm.
And then she getting in the car driving, but... she let her hands go of the steering wheel, and it's supposed to be like this ad about letting go.
Yeah.
She let go of the steering wheel, and it's featuring the technology of driver assist,
mm-hmm.
where you can, you know, you don't have to, hands free.
Yeah.
I'm calling out Lincoln because I find it kind of weird to have a pregnant woman let go of the steering wheel while driving.
Right.
I know that they saying that, oh, maybe this is going to be, you know, it's safe, you know. But what if it's not safe? Plus, Lincoln been having some production issues in the past.
Yeah.
So to come out with, you know, her letting go of the steering wheel, first they show her, like they show her outside the vehicle, then they show her inside the vehicle, let you know she's pregnant. And it's just, I don't know, just weird.
Why? What was the reason for them picking her out of it?
Because she's Serena Williams, I guess.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing.
I was thinking, did it have something to do with tennis? Like, what made them pregnant woman?
You know, they do celebrities. You know, Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, so different. Okay. Yeah. That one.
Sorry.
I haven't seen it.
All right. You haven't seen it?
Mm-mm. I'm going to have to look it up after this.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And then things she just let go and it drive on this. Like,
Still driving smooth?
Of course. If they trying to advertise the vehicle.
I know.
I'm just saying, like, I don't trust... I think... I like technology, but I don't trust letting go of a vehicle while it's still driving.
Right.
You know how iRobot was when he wanted to, you know, change it up to driving it and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Like, I would rather still drive...
Yeah.
The car.
I probably wouldn't use the feature at all if I did have the car.
And it's two lives at stake in that commercial.
Right.
That's all. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. You would have called it right then and
there.
Call
it right then and there.
Well,
call it then.
What's our first topic, Max?
All right. Okay. I guess I'll go first. So the first topic I'm going to talk about is that, so Drake.
Yeah.
Your favorite rapper. The greatest of all times, right?
Wow, get Freddy's on my head. That's like that hit.
So,
but yeah.
So Drake promises newlyweds, a couple, a free honeymoon after they canceled their honeymoon to see his show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to know. So we're married.
Right. Last time I checked.
Wait. Let me go back in. So Drake is performing. I'm looking at the clip. Drake is performing. Mm-hmm. And the couple is holding up a sign that says, "We canceled our honeymoon to be here."
Dumb.
Now, because Drake is your favorite artist.
Right.
Would you cancel our honeymoon?
Wait. No, he's not. But yeah, continue. You caught me there. Got me there. I'm like, yeah, right.
Because he's your favorite.
No. Yeah. No.
Would you cancel? All right. What about one of your favorite?
No. I don't care who. I don't care if it's for a concert.
That's what maybe.
See, this is the difference. If we are having a 2-day, we getting on this cruise, we going to these parties. Like not him, particularly like anybody like you know that's gonna advance maybe a career or something like that. Maybe like some downtime where you say, "Hey, let's like just talk." Yeah, but not no concert. But I still wouldn't cancel. You know what? Scratch that. I wouldn't cancel that at all.
So nobody.
We talking a honeymoon here.
That you found out is your favorite.
Yeah.
That. The only day they're going to be in your city is the day of the honeymoon.
I'm not canceling.
And it's both of our favorite person.
I'm not canceling no honeymoon.
So you wouldn't consider that the honeymoon because you're somewhere. We want to know I wonder what you guys would do. Would you cancel your honeymoon to go see your favorite
artist? I don't care who it is. What you paid more on.
But who do you, mm-mm. is it, you know, you can always go, well, honestly, you can
always
do
go on a concert.
You're right. I had to retake that back. I take it back.
Retake it back.
Rewind. So basically, I'm thinking, so he's been known for giving away lavish gifts at his concerts
recently. You think
they
did it on purpose.
I'm thinking they went there. Honeymoon wasn't even scheduled.
Babe, they probably not even together. They probably just best friends. Let's act like we married and get on a honeymoon and put up a sign and say, hey, we careful.
I'm pretty sure. I feel like he like probably extra verified before he. And then he sent them to Turks and Kinkos. Am I saying Turks and Kinkos? I feel like I'm saying that wrong. Turks and Kinkos.
That sounds like an outdoor store. We go to Turks and Kinkos. And Costco.
Turks and Kinkos. I don't know.
Toes and ankles.
Now that I'm saying it now,
Where is that?
It doesn't sound like it's correct. So. But yeah. So he's been known to give away trips at his shows, couture bags, cash to random concert goers, and he also gave $50,000 to someone who sold all of their furniture to go to his show. Really?
For what?
You sold all of your furniture.
This like he doing an experiment on what stupid things people would do.
To go to my concert. That's why I feel like these people may have been legit, or they probably did that, booked the tickets front row to make sure their sign gets seen.
What if their sign didn't get seen?
Then they would have been. That would have messed up.
Pulled that off for nothing. I hate Drake now. Good.
He didn't even acknowledge our sign.
I won't go to our concert anymore.
Yes.
Don't do that.
Yes. They're not going.
Don't do that.
But yeah, so you said no.
No.
Okay.
I don't care who. I don't really, you know me, I don't really go to concerts. Concerts.
I honestly would say, well, we'll see them next time.
Yeah.
I'll see whoever that person is. Well, if it's not booked, I understand. But right. If it's booked, no, I'm not canceling.
Right.
No.
What?
The flights, the hotels,
I think people don't know how dumb they are when they be putting up signs like, why would you cancel for this concert?
Because they know what was going to be
there. I don't care who it is.
So that's a no-go.
No-go.
All right. So we got two no-goes on that.
Mm-hmm. if you want to answer your question, and would you go out mm-hmm. to the concert and cancel your honeymoon or not? No. Let us know.
No.
Yeah. Hit us up on the comments. All right. Next topic. You want to call it right then and there? Right?
Call it then.
All right. Here we go. Next topic. This is from Mirror News.
Okay.
All right. Wilma Hoogland goes to TikTok to share her dreadful experience. Left screaming in tears that the word meow was permanently inked onto her bottom outer lip.
Wow.
Which a place she had no intentions of choosing.
Okay.
She shared a photo of her crying with hand over mouth saying, "He tattooed the wrong place on my effing mouth." She originally wanted the tattoo in the inner part of her lip. Like, you know, like the Wakandans.
So you can't see?
Yeah, you know, like the Wakandans show that.
Pull it down?
Yeah, she wanted it there.
Oh. Why?
Because it's a...
She wanted meow there?
Meow.
The word meow.
Why would you want to I can't even get it out. Why would you want to tattoo there, period?
So you can just show it.
Nobody want to see inside your mouth?
Exactly. First off, just the inside of your mouth will be bacteria. Just no.
I'm telling you right now that meow back
it's
there.
Well, guy back there, that tattoo is not real on her lip. It's not. Check it out. You'll see for yourself. Trust me.
But would you? I know you wouldn't. So it wouldn't even make no sense to even ask.
Just the it don't. I feel nowadays, I just feel like everybody is trying to be
seen
and like doing crazy things mm-hmm. to be famous.
Right.
You know, now, it's doing too much.
First off, how you don't know that the tattoo is being tattooed in the wrong spot? You can feel as soon as he drawing the word.
Maybe he put her to sleep.
No, she wasn't asleep. They have photos of her about to get it done. And she's like,
that what she said?
No.
Photos? The photos were speaking?
The photos
said,
no.
It's the second one. It said,
it's just her sitting. It's just her sitting in a chair about to get it done. So she was not asleep.
Oh, okay.
So.
Wow.
How you don't know, once you feel that dot fall on your lip, you don't know what area of the lip that's falling on to say, hey, I don't want to hear.
I'm wondering, is there no pain there? Like, is that, like, I don't
it's
get
pain
it.
Everywhere you get a tattoo. To me, that's why I don't have tattoos.
But I don't think there's a, well, it depends on if they pulled her lip, like, out and didn't do it on the bone.
Think about it. You know how you bite the inner part of your mouth and that hurts?
Mm-hmm.
That's soft.
Mm. Wow.
So I think to me, it hurts. Just tattoos in general hurts for me.
How many you got?
Zero. Oh. None.
Wow. You did want one.
Unless you gave me one in my sleep.
Yeah, you didn't see your arm. Look on your right arm.
Look on the inner of your armpit.
It says that armpit right
is not real.
On the other side, it said, "I'm telling you right now."
Like, why you get that?
What made you get that?
What if she had the word trash accidentally on her lips? She'd have some trash lips. No, that's what she's saying.
Some trash.
Trash lips. Like, yeah, you got
basura.
Trash lips. Yeah. Oh, some very long word.
Basura boca.
Oh.
Oh, basura boca.
But what if she has something long on her lips? Like,
it can't go that long.
Mississippi. It looked like some chicken scratch. Chicken scratch.
Chicken scratch.
Chicken scratch.
Scratch.
Chicken snatch. Anyway, okay. Would you like to call it right then and there on that? All right.
Please do. Call it there.
All right, Max. Hold on.
Hold on.
Moving on to quick bits.
Woo! We talk about real dude real fast.
Real fast.
Woo! Okay, Attack on Titan. The final season, part 3 of part 2, is scheduled to release November 4th.
Whoa. That's next month.
Wow.
Woo.
Are you excited for...
No, I'm not. But whoa!
You don't watch anime.
Right.
That's a fake role there,
like, people. Whoa.
Yeah. All right. Next quick bit. Usher to headline 2024's Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's going to be good.
Yeah. We'll see.
That's going to be good.
Depends on who he brings out.
I don't know who he would bring out. Well, he got a lot of songs with people, but it has to be like the hit. The classics
what
and
song,
the hits.
What song would you...
I would want to see him bring out Alicia Keys. That's a classic one. My boo.
It is the thing I've never known.
You are mine.
My boo.
But the never stick. I forgot how it goes.
Yeah,
I would like to see him bring out Alicia Keys. That was a hit. Oh, Ludacris.
My oh.
They was in there like they having some pain. My toe. My shoe. What hurt?
My toe.
My shoe.
Okay, you said Ludacris.
Ludacris.
Lil
Jon. The Lil Jon. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. We'll see
those
how that turns out.
Those be some goodies.
Yeah. Next quick bit. After 148 days, the historic writer's strike, the second longest in history, has been put to an end with a fixed deal.
Finally.
I hope they all get a correct deal.
Yeah.
A deal that would...
At
least let them, financially pay their bills and, just get some revenue in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. That'll be good.
Yeah. Next quick bit. Netflix Geeked event released trailers for some upcoming animated shows such as Scott Pilgrim Takes Off, Sonic Prime, Masters of the Universe, Revolutions, Captain Laserhawk, a Blood Dragons remix, a new Devil May Cry anime, Tomb Raider, The Legend of Lara Croft, Blue Eye Samurai, and Castlevania Nocturne.
Sound like you talking about a special plate of food.
Got some ribs.
Spontaneous melafalatin.
Mashed potatoes.
With a side of mashed potatoes with a hint of garlic gonzon aioli.
Banchovy. Yes. And some...
Palachovy.
Orzo rice. Orzo rice. Oh, man. Okay. Next quick bit. Dwayne Keefe D. Davis has been charged in the connection with the 1996 killing of Tupac Shakur.
Oh my gosh.
Now, he's been talking a lot over the recent years.
Mm-hmm.
Yapping his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think he's the one that,
I mean, I don't even know who he is, but I just recently seen the story.
Mm-hmm.
So, yapping his mouth about what? Like, details about the murder?
just somewhat about the murder, like something like he was there, or he knows, or he somebody passed over this to pop mm-hmm. off this, just stuff. So it's I like mean, he's talking around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been so many years. Like,
yeah.
Was the case still open?
Of course.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Case
was okay. So he's been convicted, or well, he's just in custody?
He's charged.
Oh, he's charged. Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
We'll see how that goes.
Yes. Because that was Quick Bits.
Hello.
Hello.
Mrs. Doubtfire, dear.
Happy 20 week.
It's time for a different version of Put Your Face in This. Restaurant edition. Me and Max went to a great restaurant. Max, tell them people what we went to. Dang.
You know what I say? Tell people where we went, and then you start telling them. Well. We went. Tell him, Max.
tell him, Max. What? Tell him.
And then we had to. No, we had to.
No, not that. Not that. She ain't telling him right. But yeah, go ahead.
It's not really a.
It's more of a breakfast.
Yeah, it's like a breakfast, brunch, lunch type of dining.
Yes.
It's called Black Walnut Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
So we went there. We had breakfast there. The breakfast was amazing. They have a different process, like when you go in. So instead of like going in and sit down and the waiter comes to you, you know, you stand in line to tell them what you want, and then they bring the food to you. Everything else is self-serve. They have these long booths if you have like a whole bunch of people with you. So cool.
One side is like a whole booth for families.
Yes.
And the other side is like for like, you know, table for two.
Yeah.
And a little bar area.
And we met some friends there and that came in town from New Orleans
mm-hmm.
and treated us to breakfast.
Right.
And I was just like, my girl was like, we got it. I was like, okay.
That felt weird.
It did feel weird because they're coming into Texas.
Right.
You know, we're supposed to be the ones.
The host.
We're supposed to be the host. We're supposed to be the ones that's paying, etc. So they took care of the bill.
And it's that, you know, there are situations where it's like, no, I'm doing it.
No, I'm doing right. It.
No,
it's like, no, we,
I'm doing it. No, I'm doing it. No, I'm doing it.
And then they, you know. Person pull out who gets their card out the fastest. Right.
I insist.
Yes, like here, we're paying. Right. So, yeah. So we just had a you know good time catching up, and
it was packed.
Yeah, the weekend, so it's always packed. Well, especially on weekends, but we had just like a regular normal breakfast. You know the usual but it's like a. It's like a fancy breakfast, okay? It's like
if you want
pancakes or if you want waffles, you know, they got all this extra stuff. Like, you want the whipped cream, hazelnut popcorn, strawberry jam,
yoga juice, bumblebee.
Everything you can want on that. And just your normal, you know, breakfast, American breakfast, but it was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really good. They have this bacon called pepper bacon.
Mm.
And when I first saw that name, I'm like, pepper bacon. I was thinking that all I'm going to taste is like
too much pepper.
Yeah. I was like, pepper bacon.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so good. My plate was clean.
Mm-hmm.
How was yours? Did you eat everything or were you too full?
Of course I ate everything. You know who you talking to?
We never have leftovers. We don't do to go.
We a couple that's going to eat.
I'm going to eat mine there.
I'm eating everything.
Even at, like I literally have to be too stuffed to say, give me a to-go box. I literally have to be too stuffed. But I came here to eat. And if I come here on an empty stomach, There's no need for
it. It's going down.
It's going down. There's no need for a to-go box for me. Mm-hmm. I came to eat. Mm-hmm. I'm hungry.
Hungry.
But there are times, like I said, it has happened before, but very rare, very rare. I said, can I get a to-go box? So I have done that a couple of times, but mm-hmm. more than likely, I'm like eating every single thing.
Yes.
And then, so my plate was clean.
Mm-hmm. Also, they have a lot of vegan meals as well.
Yep. If you don't want any, of course, you know, some restaurants don't have vegan options. So that was a plus. If you don't really want any meat, dairy, whatever, cheese, that's a part of dairy. But you guys know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty awesome. Put your face in this.
Put your
face
in
this. All right, brother. All right.
All right.
So what would you give it? I would say out of 5. What do you give it?
The restaurant itself, I would give it out of 5. I would give it a 4.5.
Why not a full 5?
Because it...
The way it was set up?
I don't know if they know how to handle the flow of people just yet. And then also, it was packed for me. I think it's more just because it was packed. Yeah.
So it's not like a big, big restaurant. It's not really big. It's like in, you know, somewhere near in the neighborhood. So delicious. Delicioso.
Yeah. Delicious.
So yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it a 5. I really liked it.
Okay.
And it was very nice, very clean, mm-hmm. nice atmosphere, nice mm-hmm. music going.
Right.
The service was fast, but mm-hmm. the line, you know, standing in line was
kind of awkward.
It was awkward and
line
and
out the door.
Busy. Yeah. So it was like the people were outside the door, and we actually came in at the right time because it picked up like right after us.
Right.
So I was like, ooh, thank goodness we're here first. Because mm-hmm. the people are outside.
Because they'd be asking, you in a line for a concert ticket? So like, no.
You getting the new Jordans?
Yeah, some new Jordans or what? Yeah.
But, yep, all that for some breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely give Black Walnut a try, guys. Delicious breakfast. That's what we had. We didn't have dinner. We had breakfast.
Breakfast.
Put your face in there.
Put your face in there. It's time to move on, Max. I have a comics in my corner for GP's Comics Corner. You ever heard of that before?
Of course.
Okay. In this episode, I am talking Predator versus Wolverine 1.
Oh, snap.
It's from Marvel Comics, written by Ben Percy and artist Greg Land. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out why they had this 20th Century Fox logo up there. I guess it's because of, you know, Predator is from, you know, properties of that, but now that should be Disney. So it should be Marvel. I don't know the mechanics and all that. But anyway, as normal, mm-hmm. you know, I basically tell you everything about the first issue and you decide on from there if you would get it or not.
Okay.
So I'm gonna tell you the whole thing.
I'm not gonna get it. I'm just playing.
She ain't gonna get it.
Go ahead.
Okay. It starts off with present day with Logan stumbling in the woods, injured, with a huge hole in his shoulder.
Oh no.
You know, he's trying to get away from Predator, mm-hmm. or I can't say that race name. The alien race of Predator. They call themselves the
Spagonglians.
Why Yoja? Why the Yoja?
Yautja.
Something, yeah, Yaut. Yautja. There you go. He's trying to get away from this is like the a scenario where you know how they show the middle of the story glimpses of the beginning, and then they track you on how it all started. Mm-hmm. That's what that is. It's a present day Wolverine trying to get away from Predator in the woods. All right. After that, we jump in the 1900s, right? And in the 1900s, Logan is trying to get away from everyone. You know, trouble finds him wherever he goes. Mm-hmm. He's a bit young. This is the 1900s, by the way. He's in northern Alaska. And he's living in a cave. Mm-hmm. And he's hunting beaver hide for money. So sometimes he go into town and get some supplies when he need to. And then he trade the hide for money.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes he like to drink. Most of the time, of course, it's Wolverine. He like to drink. Sometimes he go to the local bar. Always, every time he get into fights.
Of course.
You know, Wolverine always go into a bar, sits, be by himself.
But somebody always mess with him, don't they?
That's what I mean. That's why he said trouble is always fine. That's why he's out there. Oh. So he's sitting at the bar just minding his business, and guys come, you know, because guys think he weird.
Hey, wise guy.
Hey, look at him. Look at him with his claws. And hey, bub. But anyway. Yeah, so he was chilling, and of course he got into a fight, broke some bones, punched people in the nose, and they all ran scattered. And this man came by, and he said, what's that guy's name? And the guy, the waitress was like, you don't want to talk to him. He gets into, you know, a fight every time he comes in. But I got to know his name. I got to know who he is. So the guy goes up to him and said, you know, what's your name? I got a business proposition for you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Wolverine, like, get away from me. And dude said, nah, I need some help. These guys kidnapped my son, and I really need your help. So Wolverine is a sucker of, you know, kids in trouble or women in trouble or family in trouble. So he's like, okay. Who took them and where are they? Blah, blah, blah. So the guy, like, show him. They go into the place. Meanwhile, Predator is in Alaska, too. And he's, you know, Predator starts off where Predator just hunts bigger prey after bigger prey. So he hunting animals after bigger animal after bigger animal. Right. And then he stumbled across his cabin. And he see two guys going inside the cabin. And that's Wolverine and the guy. Mm-hmm. And so the guy's saying, this is the cabin here. So once they get inside the cabin, the guy told Logan that this was all just a setup. I really came to kidnap you. And they had the dudes in there to all jump on them. But the Predator came in invisible mode and slashed up all the dudes.
Yeah.
So Wolverine, trying to figure out what's going on, popped his claws out, starts sniffing. He gets into a fight with Predator. They both slash each other's. Basically, they both injured each other. Mm-hmm. And that's the start of how he ran into a Predator. Mm. Okay, now we jumping in. First, I forgot to tell you. This is before he got the metal claws. He just got the bone claws now.
The little one?
Yeah. No, they say the same size, just bones. Yeah.
Oh.
So we jump into another time. It's going to be a time skip after that in the next episode or in the next issue where...
It's on Netflix?
Yeah. Where he's going to run into Predator again when he in that Weapon X program.
Oh.
Yeah. So...
So he's going to be ready, I hope.
We'll see.
You going to get the next issue?
Probably. I like this. The story is okay so far. Oh. I just kind of didn't like the way they ran into each other. Hmm. It would feel like it was like, it didn't have that much story into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it one of those thin comic books? Like... You turn a few pages and it's boom, cack, pow, and then?
Not really. Because they did a lot, like Wolverine was doing a lot of monologue in the beginning.
Yeah.
To set up why he's out, because, you know, he was hunting for beaver, so he's literally naked in the water, in the cold ice, because, you know, he can survive that. And he was basically explaining himself why he's out there alone.
Gotcha.
But it was okay. I just like the idea of that versus.
And what's the name of it again?
Predator versus Wolverine. Yeah.
Who will win that fight?
Neck and neck right now. I give it a 8.
Oh, out 8. Of 10. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, you going to get it?
No.
All right.
It's still a little no-go.
It's still a no-go. That's cool. I knew. I kind of had a feeling you didn't, you know.
Thank you for asking. But no, I think I might pass on that one. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, I thought about it, but...
You ain't thought about it. You want to lie. All right.
I pondered on it, and I was just like... Should I?
Sure.
Is it, was it free? Is
no.
it free?
No, you have to pay.
Oh, you have to pay. Oh, it's definitely going to be a no.
You have to buy.
You can't, it's not free?
No, it's not free.
No free 99?
No.
Oh my God.
No free 99.
Free 99. I like free 99.
All right. It's time to slow it down.
What?
Real down. For positive chakra. Yeah. All right, Max, you have it for this week, right?
Yeah, yes, I do. So this one is short and sweet. All right. People begin to become successful the minute they decide to be. People begin to become successful the minute they decide to be. And that is by Harvey McKay. Do you understand what that means? Do you get it?
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But
so you haven't decided.
What if you decided and it didn't happen?
That means that there's more that you can be doing.
See.
You have to be determined to be successful. Maybe you might be giving 60%, but not giving 100%.
So what if you are giving 100% and you feel you're giving 100%?
You feel, no, you have to be giving it.
That's what I'm saying. I say, what if you are and feel like you are?
There are times where I felt I was giving 100% and I had to literally think about what else I could have added to that to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a lot of things that I haven't done yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided in my mind, but the action... hasn't caught up yet.
So the action speak louder than words.
The action have to, it starts with the thought.
The knowledge.
But you got to apply the action.
The idea
right.
has to be exerted out of your body.
That's right.
To be
you formed. Can't say, I want, you can't say, I want a soda and you still in the bed you order it. Like
if you bought the soda and you got it and somebody just jacked your soda can?
Well, that's when you gotta just get back up and start all over again.
See, and I
because that's 100... you have to decide. It says you become successful the minute you decide to be. You could decide to be salty. You could decide to be sad. You could decide to be depressed and feel like, oh, that person took my soda. Oh, I guess I'll never get another soda again. No, you get back up. You decided I'm gonna go get another soda. Yes, they took my soda, but I'm going to go get another one. So that starts with you. That's basically what that person is saying. Everything starts with you. Okay? If you really want something, you got to give it 100 to 1,000%. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
So that's all. That's what that means. In case anybody's out there wondering, like, what? Like you. Like, what?
Yes. No, I understand it.
But you don't believe it, you said.
But
I'm just saying. I feel like anything that you want, you can have. But you have to give it your all. If you're passionate about it, if you really want it, there are a lot of things I have not given my all to. And I know if I do give it my all, then
you'll get it.
I'm gonna see the results.
Okay.
So give it your all.
Okay, give it your all.
And that's how you're gonna be successful.
And that's how you will be or shall be.
Successful. And it does, and sometimes it doesn't come overnight. I heard somebody say, I don't know if it was Ice Cube or somebody, they say, hey, it might take 3 years, it might take 5 years,
it might take
10 years, and then boom, like, but your hard work will pay off eventually. You can't microwave success. Okay, you can't just boop, boop, get it when you want to. Here it is. Oh, I'm successful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, sometimes success takes time.
Okay.
And if you really want it, you still put in the work. Give it your all. And that's on that.
And that's on life.
And that's on life, Mama. Mm. And I'm going to call that right then.
That was a good call it out. I mean, sorry.
That was good. I did that. I messed you up with that.
That was a good positive chakra.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. People begin to become successful the minute they decide to be, because it starts in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
Okay.
And the action follows. And then boom.
You got it.
You got it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You got any yell-outs before we head out?
Yeah. I want to give a yell-out to Natasha, someone who inspires me all the time. She's actually our realtor, but she's also a friend. So if you guys are looking for a home or anything, her name is Natasha Tessier. Definitely look her up. She's on Facebook. She's on TikTok. She's on everything. So I want to yell her out for just being like an awesome entrepreneur. Like, she's an awesome mom. She loves God. And I think she's like one of the people that like inspired me to feel like I can be greater. Like, I can do greater. I can be better. I seen this woman like do it all with her family. Like, I don't know how she balances all of this, but I'm just tired after work. I'm tired. I'm just like, I'm going to sit down. But I got like, shout out to her. So if you do listen to the show, just know that I admire you and I think that you are so awesome. And I shared like an experience with you, G. About I went to like one of her, like, we're still in contact. She's just not like one of those people who like, I got your sale, I got your money,
I'm out of here.
No, yeah. She stays in touch with you. She still invites us to things, like, even though we're not a part of, you know, this year's blah 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's just that person. And I'm gonna just share this really quick about her, and then I'm gonna let you go. So I went to this event that she was giving one day, and she invited me to, and she paid for everything. She paid for all of her clients, everything. And so it was dark and I had parked far away. And so they were leaving and she was like, so I came out last and she was like, do you need a ride to your car? So I'm like, sure. So when I get in the car, When I tell you, I was like big baller status. I was very inspired.
Mm-hmm.
It really made me feel like I can do, like, I can have anything. I can do anything. I love the way I felt. It was a nice luxury car.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just dropping me off to my car.
Right.
So I'm like, you know what? Screw that. Bring me home. Leave the car and bring me home in this bad boy.
Y'all can Uber home.
Just let me.
I shall give you your car back in 2 days.
Yeah. I don't even want to get back in mine right now. I'm enjoying this moment. But you would think it's just a car, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you never experience something like that, it's more than just the car. It's more than just this and that. It's it's new for me.
Right.
For somebody else, you might be like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But,
ciao.
Ooh, I got in my 1999 niece. What was it?
1999.
I'm just kidding. But anyway, yeah. Kind that was a long yell out.
That was a long yell out. I'm sorry. I think you did
the longest
yell out.
You have to edit this out.
I'm going to keep it in. Any more yell outs? Yeah.
No, that's it.
No, that's it. Okay.
After all that, that's it. All
right. Happy birthday to our nephew,
Katie Wadey.
Cade.
Happy birthday, Cade.
Even though his birthday was.
Yeah, it's passed already. But
passed, but you know.
Happy birthday, Cade.
Happy birthday.
To.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday
to Katie Wadey. Happy birthday to you, my darling.
Yell out to, I'm going to butcher this name, Mahad Amir Baharit.
Now, Baharity. Who is that? Who is that?
He's a man who kept his arm raised in tribute to Hindu deity for 50 years.
Huh?
He kept his arm raised for 50 years.
What does that even mean?
Just the idea of keeping your arm up like this for 50 years?
That's not possible.
He did it.
How do you keep your arm up for 50 years?
He kept it up for 50 years.
Where's the video footage?
I'm going to show it to you after the show.
So you mean to tell me...
It's not a video footage. It's more like a...
A picture?
Yeah.
And
of course, you can't show 50 years of footage. Because even if you show him...
Well, 20 years. I want to see 5 years of footage of this man.
So you going to watch 5 years...
Yep, I want to
see... For 5 years.
Yep, I want to see the
footage.
That's
impossible.
You
gotta,
2 years.
We got to watch a documentary on that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is your yellow. I apologize.
Yeah, this is my yellow.
Okay, sorry for that. Go ahead. Continue.
That's okay. That's all right. But yeah, he did that for 50... He raised his arms up like this for 50 years. How? I wonder how it is when he sleeps.
He had his arm up.
So he sleeps with his arm up and he don't be moving around?
He laying down with it up.
Anyway, so let me not question his decisions. I'm just going to yell him out for that.
He got a Luffy arm.
Stop.
He got an anime arm.
Come, come, besta.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you done. Yeah. Anyway, you done. You done did what you did. Yeah, we get it. All right, Max, that's the show. So quick and so fast, and yet so easy.
My God.
I'd like to thank you for coming on the show.
You're very welcome.
Ms. Giggles.
My pleasure to be here.
Mm-hmm.
I even know, you know what I like about you? You're just your determination is you never give up.
You never surrender.
You're going to be successful because it doesn't matter how many times I told you I don't want to do the show.
You still doing the show.
I'm still doing the show. Look at you.
Yeah.
See, I told
you. But where's the success?
Look at the success.
Where's the success?
It's a success.
Where's the success?
The show is a success. Success,
success. Okay. Anyway, that's it. That's all, people. That's the show. Listen, folks. That's just what we do. Mm-hmm. It's now
time
for us
to pay some bills.
Dues.
Same thing.
Yeah. Hey, we will catch you all on the flippity flop.
Deuces.
I'm trying to tell you to say it so I won't say it. But I have to say it anyway.
Deuces. Your
face already
squeezed
said,
so peace. Your face squeezed so tight. I don't know what you're trying to say.
That's it. That was it.
Peace. You gotta do that one again.
Okay. From the top? Okay, listen, folks, that's just what we do. And now it's time for us to pay some dues. We will catch you all on the Fiply Flop. Peace.
And douches.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Got my check?
Like a don't speak.